The top five at five.
A cliffhanger in Pennsylvania. It's too close to call in the Pennsylvania primary race. An automatic recount is likely. The president in Buffalo, New York, yesterday labeled the deadly mass shooting an act of domestic terrorism. Investigators say the March crash of a China Eastern jetliner was intentional. Live in large. Tax filings show Black Lives Matter co-founder Patrice Cullors used millions in Black Lives Matter funds for friends, family, and personal use. He's not done yet. Former New York City Mayor de Blasio plans to run for Congress in the newly redrawn 10th Congressional District. Here's your top five at five. It's too close to call. It will likely be days and days before the winner of the Pennsylvania Senate race is known on the GOP side. A razor-thin margin of a tenth of a percentage point separates Republican frontrunners Dr. Oz, Mehmet Oz, and Dave McCormick. Under Pennsylvania's election law, a less than 0.5% split automatically triggers a recount. The winner of the GOP primary will face Democratic Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman in the open seat race for the U.S. Senate. It is crucial to control of the U.S. Senate. Dr. Oz, confident he will be victorious.
We're not going to have a result tonight. When all the votes are tallied, I am confident we will win.
With mail-in ballots still to be factored in, McCormick said, "We can see the path ahead. We can see victory ahead." Factoring in, conservative commentator Kathy Barnett surged in opinion polls shortly before primary election day. Fetterman, meanwhile, won the Democratic primary nod in Pennsylvania despite suffering a stroke last Friday. He beat moderate Congressman Connor Lamb. Republican Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey is retiring. President Joe Biden and the First Lady visited Buffalo, New York yesterday following Saturday's mass shooting, which killed 10 people and injured three. President Biden called the deadly massacre an act of domestic terrorism.
White supremacy is a poison. It's a poison running through our, it really is. Running through our body politic. And it's been allowed to fester and grow right in front of our eyes.
Biden said he rejects the lie of white supremacy and called on Americans to do the same. He also condemned figures who spread the lie for power, political gain, and for profit, without naming specific individuals. Alleged shooter 18-year-old Peyton Gendron is held without bail. He wrote a 180-page manifesto, publishing it online, laying out racist and anti-Semitic ideology in the days before the killings. 11 of the 13 shooting victims were Black. The China Eastern jetliner, which crashed into a mountainside in March, killing all 132 persons aboard, appears to have been an intentional act. The Wall Street Journal first reported the findings of the investigation. The publication reported flight data from the doomed jetliner suggests someone in the cockpit pushed the Boeing 737-800 into near vertical descent while cruising at a high altitude. A handful of people gathered at the scene of the deadly crash, telling Reuters they were there to offer prayers for crash victims.
"This is the only thing we can do. We cannot go to the crash location, so we feel very sad. So we can only do our little bit and do whatever we can."
Data from the plane's black box recovered at the crash site near the city of Wazhou indicates controls in the cockpit led the plane to its deadly descent. U.S. officials involved in the investigation have shifted their focus to two possibilities: the actions of the pilot, or that someone stormed the cockpit causing the crash, according to the publication. Chinese investigators have not cited any mechanical or flight control issues in their investigation. Newly released tax documents show that the Black Lives Matter Global Foundation has nearly $42 million in net assets. Co-founder Patrice Cullors used charity funds for friends, family, and personal use. The company of the father of Cullors' child, Damon Turner, was paid nearly $970,000 to help produce live events and provide other creative services. Cullors used $76,000 to pay for a private jet. Patrice Cullors' brother, Paul, received more than $840,000 for providing security to the foundation. The revelations after Colors denied any wrongdoing in an interview with the Associated Press.
My life is in direct support to Black people, including my Black family members, first and foremost. And for so many Black folks who are able to invest in themselves and their community, they choose to invest in their family. And that's what I've chosen to do.
A consulting firm run by Shalamayo Byers, a secretary for Black Lives Matter, was paid $2.1 million to provide BLM with operational support, staffing, fundraising, and other key services. Leaders have attempted to justify the expenses by saying the foundation's protection could not be entrusted to former police professionals who typically run security firms because the BLM movement is known for vehemently protesting law enforcement organizations. Former New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is not done with politics just yet. De Blasio told a state lawmaker he plans to run for New York's newly redrawn 10th congressional district. It's the seat entrenched Democratic Congressman Jerry Nadler has to vacate to battle former longtime ally Representative Carolyn Maloney in the redrawn 12th district. The former mayor told Assemblyman Simcha Einstein Tuesday that he is committed to running in the race. De Blasio also toyed with the idea of running for governor of New York, but decided against it.
No, I am not going to be running for governor of New York State, but I am going to devote every fiber of my being to fight inequality in the state of New York.
De Blasio also considered running in the 11th congressional district before the state's redistricting maps were tossed out the first time, but dropped his bid back in February.
It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.